Paper 190, Marantia Appearances of Jesus. The resurrected Jesus now prepares to spend a short period on Urantia for the purpose of experiencing the ascending Marantia career of a mortal of the realms. Although this time of the Marantia life is to be spent on the world of his mortal incarnation, it will, however, be in all respects the counterpart of the experience of Satania mortals who pass through the progressive Marantia life of the seven mansion worlds of Jerusalem. All this power which is inherent in Jesus, the endowment of life, and which enabled him to rise from the dead, is the very gift of eternal life which he bestows upon kingdom believers, and which even now makes certain their resurrection from the bonds of natural death. The mortals of the realms will arise in the morning of the resurrection with the same type of transition or Marantia body that Jesus had when he arose from the tomb on this Sunday morning. These bodies do not have circulating blood, and such beings do not partake of ordinary material food. Nevertheless, these Marantia forms are real. When the various believers saw Jesus after his resurrection, they really saw him. They were not the self-deceived victims of visions or hallucinations. Abiding faith in the resurrection of Jesus was the cardinal feature of the faith of all branches of the early gospel teaching. In Jerusalem, Alexandria, Antioch, and Philadelphia, all the gospel teachers united in this implicit faith in the Master's resurrection. In viewing the prominent part which Mary Magdalene took in proclaiming the Master's resurrection, it should be recorded that Mary was the chief spokesman for the women's corps, as was Peter for the apostles. Mary was not the chief of the women workers, but she was their chief teacher and public spokesman. Mary had become a woman of great circumspection, so that her boldness in speaking to a man whom she considered to be the caretaker of Joseph's garden only indicates how horrified she was to find the tomb empty. It was the depth and agony of her love, the fullness of her devotion, that caused her to forget, for a moment, the conventional restraints of a Jewish woman's approach to a strange man.